warmth now. It's a little cold in here, but so welcome to our meeting. It's good to have everybody here. Just gonna do roll call again. So Trustee Henson,
present.
Trustee Corpus,
present.
Trustee Zito,
present.
Trustee Welch, here. Bonnie Mace, and interim superintendent Bob Nunez.
I'm here.
Is here. So Flaxloop, do we have any?
Yes, we
one
do.
One leading Flaxloop.
Yep, we'll make it work.
Ria.
All right. Introduce yourself and tell us who you are, where you're from.
Good evening. My name is Mia Naik. I'm a sixth grader from North Peak Elementary School, and I'm going to be doing the flag salute for you today.
Awesome. Okay.
Put your right hand over your heart. Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd love to see all the sweatshirts. So we have student highlights, and we're so happy to have Norma Coop here and the principal. So take it away.
Good evening, and thank you for allowing our school to be represented tonight. My name is Tanya Bailey, and I am the principal, the proud principal of Norwood Creek Elementary School. And I'm pleased to be here to share about our wonderful students. Leaders for Life. This idea is on display throughout our school. From our first grade students who are going to be participating in reverse mainstreaming, where they are going to be going into one of our county SDC classes to model and support students in the classroom. To our robust student council who lead our school-wide assemblies every week. To a student, a sixth grade student whose passion about the environment have inspired her to bring into our school, as well as creating a club for its members to promote and bring awareness about composting and to also tend the bin. Our students embody the key characteristics of leadership, which includes a passion to make a positive change, the ability to inspire and motivate others to come together to be a part of positive change, and the courage to make and be the change they want to see. Tonight, I have invited some of our sixth grade students who are leading the way in engineering by entering into the Tech Challenge, and they are here to speak about that experience. Students.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to talk about representing Nora Creek for the Tech Challenge at the Tech Museum of Innovation.
Zach, Sam, can you turn on the
By the STEAM lessons we were able to take on Norwood Creek. My mother volunteered at the Tech Challenge last year. She thought that we would enjoy participating in it. Thus, she became our advisor for this year's Tech Challenge.
Actually, one of the reasons why our team is named Team Phoenix is because even though everybody makes mistakes, Phoenixes rise from the ashes and become something even more beautiful than they were before. And that's what we'd like to do.
This program, the Tech, invites students that are from grades 4 through 12 to design a hovercraft. The main goal of this challenge is to design a hovercraft. A hovercraft is a machine that floats on a on a cushion of air. We will be judged on how well the device works, the interview, and an engineering journal we have to record our data. The showcase for grade 6 is Saturday, March 3rd. We chose to participate because we thought it would teach us new things, and it would help us collaborate. There's also a competition which we intend to win.
Our primary roles are very different, and it varies from each person. Sia is our manager, and she looks over what we're doing to make sure we're all doing it properly and we know what to do. Suchi is our research analysis and designer. She designs our blueprints and she researches what we need to know. I am the lead engineer and I make the hovercraft and make sure all the mistakes are fixed. Joshika is safety officer and test break expert. As safety officer, she must make sure we're all safe and we wear our safety glasses during each experiment. And as test break expert, she must create the track and tell us what we need to know about it. Neha is our lead journalist and costume designer. As lead journalist, she must create the journal and tell us what we must write in it. As costume designer, she must create the costume and design it as well. How do we approach the project? We got inspiration from YouTube and the content shared on the tech website. There are a lot of rules, and some of them are the different battery types and what we need to build it, plus the tracks.
As we built the hovercraft, we faced many challenges. One such design flaw we faced was that the motors that we first used did not have the capacity to hold as much voltage as we needed to. The second thing is that the motor in the middle of the hovercraft could not work that well because every time we started it, it started like spinning around very fast and moved. And then another such thing is that the hovercraft could not go that straight. It always spun in circles and circles. And then the fourth one is kind of really funny. We're supposed to write a daily log for our journey, for our hovercraft, and we did not do that because we thought it was very boring. Our fifth one is that the skirt of the hovercraft cannot fit properly. The skirt of the hovercraft is the bag underneath the hovercraft that will lift the hovercraft, which is filled with air. It was too small, too big, too tight, or too loose. Our sixth one is that the thrust fan was not directing the air correctly, which means that the air would not go straight. We have learned many things. One such thing is that we learned how to do soldering. Soldering is when you use a heated metal rod that will fuse two metal wires together. We also learned about the different types of batteries and why are they different. One such few such batteries is AA, AAA, C, or D. We also learned about the different types of motors and their use, like 3-volt motors, 6-volt motors, and 8-volt motors. We also learned how to create circuits with alligator clips, batteries, motors, and propellers. We also learned how to find the voltage using a multimeter.
We are preparing for our final showcase on March 30th. We are representing our Team Phoenix, our school, Norwood Creek, and the whole Evergreen School District. This is our final design.
If you're wondering why there's a big stick in the middle of this plastic container, let me show you. One of the reasons we use this is because before, without the plastic container, the stick would just hang there, and the fan underneath would destroy the styrofoam around it, which would completely destroy the design and would have to start over. That's why instead we actually melted the plastic and created a hole for the stick to go through so that the fan would stay in one place. Also, our lead engineer had the great idea of placing a cone or a cup over the thrust fan so that we can direct the air into one place and it doesn't go everywhere. One of the other differences that there was in our hovercraft was the skirt, as our designer and research analyst was saying. At first, it was too tight or too loose, but soon we got it right. And this was very important because this skirt helped us build the air and helped our hovercraft hover. When the fan would start to move, the skirt would be filled up with air, and the air, the holes under the skirt, would go out directing the pressure into one place. So it helped our hovercraft go a lot faster and hover a lot more. This is a video that we put together about our team, Phoenix, and the Tech Challenge.
This video is about us working together as a team and showing what we did on our 3 months of perseverance. So please enjoy the video.
That video was really glitchy. Anyways, we'd like to thank you for giving us an opportunity to represent our work to the board, and please come visit us at the Tech Museum on March 30th for our final showcase. We'd love to have you.
Going to be given to the school board. Is that like a copy of that that you were giving out?
No, this is
like...
Thank you, that was really amazing.
Good try to come and see that.
District highlights, no? Did you get that?
Oh, we didn't do district highlights.
No,
okay,
that's Denise.
Okay, I'm sorry. 1.4 district highlights.
Denise.
So good evening, everyone. I think you probably did get a little brochure that looks like this. So just quickly, I just like to call your attention to the first ever Share Your Passion student-led conference, which will be held on March the 2nd, Saturday is a half a day, and we have around 30 awesome students that will be the instructors for that conference, and they will be presenting to the adults. So it's really a unique experience for students to share their voices, and just as we continue to do our work around global competency and ensuring that students have an opportunity to share their perspectives and share the kind of work that they like to do, and also give their view on how education is or how it should be. So they're really excited about being able to present to teachers, parents on that morning. For that whole morning, we have a keynote speaker coming in, so we're really excited about it. So I hope everyone got one. It has all of the descriptions of the classes in the brochure and all the times and everything. So we're really excited about it. Okay, quickly.
And I just want to say on behalf of the board, we want to thank you for all the amazing work that you do with this, with getting it organized and having it with the kids and everything. So thank you so much for your passion, your dedication, and what you've done here. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Are we doing that?
Oh, absolutely. We'll have those invitations out probably at the next meeting. That will be April. It's the first Wednesday in April. And also, I'd like to just shout out to Principal Bryn Gard and his administrative staff for housing the event that Saturday there, and all of his support for getting this done. Because the students, of course, are coming from both campuses there, so it's really gonna be a great event, and also from around the district. So we have a wide variety of students from fifth grade through eighth grade participating.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, and we hope people will go. So it's fun. Thank you, Denise, as always. All right, now it's 2.1, so there's no Pauline is not here, nor anyone from CSEA, right? Okay, so 2.2 comments from the Parent Teachers Association, right?
Thank you very much. So I'm actually gonna continue Denise's idea of a couple of shout outs, because a lot of changes, a lot of going on. But first shout out to Interim Superintendent Bob Nunez for just being a very calming influence and having some new ways to look at some things. Very much appreciate that he recognizes that the district office really should be not so much a place where edicts are sent out from, but rather a place that facilitates what happens at the site. So that was very refreshing to hear. And also a shout out to Suzanne Lima, ETA Vice President, is one of the hats she wears. She's been working with members around the whole open house thing. Hopefully we can get that thing worked out. She did a great job, I thought, last night at the speech and taking the example of why the superintendent search is so important, and giving it the perspective that I cannot give, because she is in the classroom currently, and I was last in the classroom in 2008-09. And then finally, that her team has been working so hard on the unfair labor practice because of the behavior of one particular board member, and was working to pull their team together just recently to work on what looks like might be some kind of agreement that comes out of that. So, some shout outs. Thank you very much.
Okay, item 2.3, comments from the public. I have Mr. Larson.
Kevin Larson.
from Quimby. Quimby parent. So I want to start off by saying when I walked in here, a principal, Mr. Brandgard, said, who's in the crosshairs tonight? So that's a joke. But I told him I don't think it's funny because he's from that school, Catherine R. Smith Elementary School, and I told him that for the past 5 years, you have done a great disservice, Mr. Brandgard, to all of the children at Catherine R. Smith Elementary School. So I'm not here because I really don't even want to be here, quite frankly. I don't like speaking in front of the public. I don't like to come here. But I'm here to represent the children. So Mr. Brandgard, we're planning a signature drive to end New Tech Network at Catherine R. Smith because the scores at Catherine R. Smith out of 5,400 schools in California is about in the lowest 200, which means it's in the basement. And it's been there, Mr. Brandgard, for 5 years. And now Mr. Brandgard has moved over to Leyva when he sees all those children again. Oh, hi, remember me, I'm your principal from Catherine R. Smith. And I don't like that. I want those parents to go over to Leyva and say, what the H blank, blank, blank happened over at Catherine R. Smith, Mr. Brandgard. Also, nobody's in my crosshairs. Okay, I've got things to do. You know, I do a lot of different things. Nobody really knows the things that I do. I'm here for the children. And I don't like what you said to me coming to the door in front of those people. It may have been a joke, but I'm not here to really go after any particular person. I'm here to go after law, ed code, federal law. And I'm going to conclude with this. Mr. Nunes, I appreciate the kind comments I've heard from people about you. So I'm going to remove those comments that we talked personally about on the email, whatever. I mean, I appreciate what I'm hearing about you. So I want to compliment you. Now, in closing, we're planning to make Catherine R. Smith a bilingual school, which the state of California wants. And we're starting a signature drive. And we're going to have parents that speak fluent Spanish help us. And we'll be doing those signatures outside of the school property. And we want to change the name of it, too, to the Frida, I believe, I can't really say because I'm a little bit nervous. Kahlo, I believe, the famous artist. Kahlo, is that right? Kahlo. Frida Kahlo, I'm a little bit nervous. I wrote it all down. But we want to change the name of the school to the Frida Kahlo School. And we're going to get all those ridiculous graffiti-sprayed murals down. And we want to put art there that children can appreciate and learn from.
Okay, so I see no other public comment. Where's mine? Actually, I apologize, but usually I read.
Is it there?
Yes. I'm sorry. Johanna's going to get it in a moment. I need to read this to everyone. While she's doing that, if anyone else wants to do public comment, please come up here and sign a card.
It's not there. It's going
no.
to be there.
I'll just make it up. It's not here. So I'll just say, as everyone has heard from me before, meetings of the board are audio-recorded. If you'd like to hear the audio recording, it's available at the district office. If you'd like to do public comment, we're happy to hear public comment. Please give Johanna the card. The speakers will be allocated 3 minutes to speak. So that's usually what I say abbreviated for. So we will have the...
I have an extra one.
Application next time.
Yep.
Okay, so. Welcome to the Board of Trustees meeting. All meetings are open to the public with the exception of closed session. Members of the audience who wish to address the board on any subject on tonight's agenda or during matters from the public are asked to complete speaker cards prior to addressing the board. Speakers are asked to come to the podium, state their name and affiliation to the district for the record, and limit their remarks to no more than 3 minutes, and a maximum of 15 minutes to each subject matter to be invoked at the discretion of the board. The public may also speak to the board on subjects not on tonight's agenda during matters from the public, providing the topic falls within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board. Remarks must be limited to no more than 3 minutes, and a maximum of 15 minutes to each subject matter to be invoked at the discretion of the board. As an unagendized item, no response is required from the board or district staff, and no action can be taken. However, the board may consider the item for a future meeting. Evergreen School District Board of Trustees meetings proceedings are audio recorded. Audio recordings of the proceedings are posted on the district website under board meetings. Official minutes are written, recorded, and approved by the Board of Trustees. Approved official minutes are also posted on the district website under board meetings. I'll put this in here so we'll have it for next time. Okay, so we have the consent items. Jim?
Yes. So, item 3.1, approval of board meeting minutes of January 10th, 2019. 3.2, approval of board special meeting minutes of January 28th, 2019. 3.3, approval of personnel reports. 3.4, ratification of contracts. 3.5, ratification of January warrant list. 3.6, ratification of facilities use agreements. 3.7 is motion to approve all consent items.
So at this point, we usually pull items. I'm going to pull item 3.5, which is the ratification of the January warrant list. Does anyone else wish to pull any other item? No, so that'll be pulled, and we have a motion to approve the remaining ones, and we need a second. Seconded by Trustee Welch. Any conversation? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. So let's go back to item 3.5, which is ratification of the January warrant list. So on that list, the item that I'd like to pull off is the Terra Realty warrant in the amount of $4,514.66. So that item would be pulled off of the warrant list. So I need a motion for that.
So I'll move that we exclude that from the warrants to be put in the hands of our interim superintendent for discussion with the contractor.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been motion and second. Any discussion?
The only question I have is that the only one?
Was that speaking on that?
Was that the only one, Joanna?
Just
yes. One?
Yes.
Is that correct, Jess?
I thought there were two.
Okay, so I'm going
that's
to...
That's the only total, but all Terra we can just include on the motion.
So you want to take the motion to mean all
Terra
Realty items?
Yes.
In
so,
this.
So I'll move to exclude all warrants that have to do with Terra.
That's what I have down.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Oh, and I'll second that. Call it friendly amendment or something.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion?
We should hear the public before.
Did you want to talk about this one? In particular?
I gave her my slip.
Mr. Larson, okay. So before we vote, Mr. Larson, come up.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Larson, Quimby. So I see a lot of dedicated teachers out here, and I've been here many years. I come here quite often. And Mr. Nunes, I know you have a children's fund where you help children greatly, your family, and I really appreciate that. That's a big deal. So I've looked over the warrant list, and I found a way to save $500,000 every year, $500,000. And Mr. Nunes, I think you're doing right there. This would be a place for you to dig in and go, what are we doing here? Let's get that $500,000 into the classrooms. We got a problem here. So I emailed each of your school board members off of tonight's warrant list, and I have like 2 minutes left here. Page 27, Ms. Stark, $20,000. That's the person that did the review of the budget. Well, what was that for, a month or what? We need to look at how long she worked for $20,000. This is all in your email. We must determine the warrant list amount, if there's grants attached to them or not. We don't know. Leva School, $20,000 after school robotics. My child goes to this school. So they got $20,000 for after school robotics, wonderful. They got a $10,000 grant, wonderful. But what about the other schools? And does that mean that comes out of our general budget? What's going on there? So I made a nice suggestion here. YWCA, that's ridiculous. $8,500 twice in here, $17,000. And it's for some program that we no longer need. It was a pet program by the previous superintendent. We don't need it anymore. That's $8,500 per school, I believe, to visit them. It's on child molestation. It's an important topic, but it also is very tricky because many parents have complained about that because we don't want separate conversations with children on child molestation in their school. We're the only district that does that, and it opens us to liability. And there's been complaints on the internet too by other parents that said, my child is taken away, talk to these people, and then we had CPS come to our house. So we're doing things that are not proper. I'd like you to look at that. So If we are spending $8,500, I'm almost done, and I emailed you. If we're spending $8,500 for YWCA, not YMC, but YWCA, to go to these schools, it doesn't say what they're doing. What I suggested to Mr. DeGuara, hey, at Quimby, and I'm almost done, we have the basketball team with the girls and boys. They select only 11 children out of 1,000 for basketball. They cut children the second day. You didn't make it, so you're cut. I'm almost done, but listen to this. So we hire a coach for second string basketball. We have a no-cut policy. We let the 40 kids that showed up to basketball have that coach. What is that, 6,000? Maybe less? And we hire a coach for the girls, too. And I'm almost done. I'm all done, really. We have to get rid of this ridiculous spending and put it towards the children. And we can't afford YWCA anymore. It's a pet project. Let's dump it.
So we have a motion and a second on the pulling of the January warrant list. And any other conversation? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Now we have for items for immediate discussion, 4.1, the California School Board Association Delegate 2019 Assembly Election. So I'll just explain this. What this is the California School Board Association asked for delegates. We have 12 in our region, and they're elected. I'm one of them. So there's now a ballot going around, and you'll pick. And then I think if you don't say who won, I think Johanna just gives it to CSBA. So we'll just do that really quickly.
Madam Chair, I seem to think that there isn't specific who voted for who, but yet there is a call out of who our delegate assembly choices are.
Do you want to do that?
Okay. Yes.
I think that's.
Is that
we've
done last time?
And just mark who you want to
vote for,
and I'll announce.
There are six vacancies, and so vote for no more than six candidates. And then.
No, you just. Right, that's the red sheet.
So you just mark your name, mark where you want, that's the ballot itself. So then you just want mark the piece of bar.
I'm sorry. Can we table this for a minute? Let me table this for a minute until we have a conversation with Johanna.
Okay.
4.2, approval of Evergreen School District calendars for 2019, 2020, and 2020-2021. Mr. Larson has public comment, and then we'll have our presentation on the calendars. And Brian also wants to speak.
Okay. Did Brian fill out a card?
Yes, he
did.
Okay, good. Now, what I want to tell you, Mr. Nunes, is the general public's voice has been muted on these calendars. The previous superintendent did whatever, in my opinion, she wanted to do. There was a top-down hierarchy. It was terrible. It was god-awful. So I'm coming to you tonight, because I know it's just going, oh, I'll pass it, no problem. I'd like you to table it, and I want to tell you why. Many times the schools, like the high schools, have their days off, and we don't. It's a problem. Because it means the older kid has to stay home with the younger kid. So I'd like you to ask the person in charge of calendars. I forgot your name. I don't know, but the lady right here, the nice lady here. I'd like you to ask her, are we aligned here? If not, we don't know, table it. Number two, and this is a real pet peeve for me. This really ticks me off. I want these teachers to have their Friday for their training. Now hear me out on this. Now just hear me out. I'm almost done. But I want the teachers to be asked, you know, you got all these training days, you got them, they're all on Thursdays. Okay, the teachers have a lot on their mind. They teach all these kids, some of them are very rambunctious, and they need a break. They need a respectful break to their mind. So I'd like to ask the teachers, table this, and say, would you like all your trainings to be on Friday? That way you do your 4-day week, you teach these kids, they go home, and then you dress down on Friday and relax a little bit. I've suggested this for 4 years. And just so you know, I was a teacher. I have a teaching credential. So I'm not trying to BS here. I would like the teachers to be respected and they haven't been, and if they say, oh, we're happy with Thursdays, fine. But let's ask them, you know, it seems to make more sense. You can relax a little bit, you come in Friday, that's your training, and, you know, and we think it would be better for you. But what do you think? Can we give, so I'd like this tabled. I'd like to make sure that the holidays are all aligned, because they haven't been. And I've reviewed this for 4 years with written letters.
Thank you. Carol, you going to be doing the presentation on the calendars, or Dick, who's doing the presentation on the calendars? Brian, who's doing the presentation on the calendars? Is it Carol?
Carol.
Yes.
Whatever Bob wants.
Carol.
It's a very wise thing for you to say. So just a couple